Phone Boy Speaks, episode 748, Dueling Wi-Fis.
One of the great things about Wi-Fi is it's very easy to set up and use, although to do it on a large scale is a bit different of a problem. But for the most part, it's very easy to set up an access point. In fact, you can enable it on your phone and you know, voila, you have an instant hotspot access. And, you know, that's great. But, well, Marriott kind of wishes that weren't the case. I'm talking about the hotel chain, and they actually have in some cases like made it so that other people can't use their own hotspots because hotel Wi-Fi has not historically been great, and where it exists, it can sometimes be insanely expensive, especially for especially conferences and that kind of thing. So but actually, some of what Marriott has done is actually against the law, and they've been taken to task by the FCC, and they've actually gotten fined for some of their activities. And of course, you know, Marriott is continuing to push forward and saying, you know, we should be allowed to do this, and there's, you know, we're trying to protect the product that we offer our customers and all the security concerns. And you know, they have a point in the sense that literally anytime somebody sets up an access point, first of all, the access point could be just for, you know, just for individuals, right? Individuals want to use their own internet connection off of their phone. There shouldn't be any issue with that. Other than the fact that it uses the crowded spectrum that's there, but also people could potentially set up fake access points that have the same SSID as the original, but perhaps be malicious in content, and so that's a legitimate issue, and this is something that businesses have to deal with all the time. There's certainly in the security business, there's always the okay, where are the rogue access points, right? Because an access point that you don't know about could potentially be used to exfiltrate data from the corporate environment, and so having a handle on what access points are in your environment or not in your environment is critical. But the techniques one would use to isolate these access points so that nobody could connect, that's where we get into some gray area, and that's just where they're at, right? And so that's where, you know, Marriott is trying to get them to change the rule, the FCC to change the rules. But I don't know, it's hard to look at what Marriott is doing and saying that they're doing it for purely altruistic reasons. Of course, they want people to use their Wi-Fi and not use hotspots on their phone, because if they're using hotspots on their phone, guess what? They're not making any money. But point being, if they were, I think they can do what you can, they can achieve the goals, the purported good goals that they're trying to achieve without necessarily doing, you know, injecting deauthorization packets so that people can't use their own hotspots, right? And that's, you know, again, that, and I think even some of this, even some of the security vendors think that maybe that there's a middle ground, right? And we're not security vendors, the companies that make the access points, especially the commercial ones, you know, maybe there's a middle ground, and they're trying to get the FCC to maybe clarify it. But you got Google coming out and saying no, they shouldn't be allowed to do this, I honestly don't know that the FCC is going to do anything about clarifying the rules. Although, heck, they clarified pricing that mobile phone operators pay each other for data services. So, you know, I suppose anything's possible, but the reality is that it's hard for Marriott to look like anything like a douchebag in this particular instance, because while they may have some valid points, their underlying reason just doesn't seem to be their customers' best interest. It's only in the interest of Marriott's bottom line.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.